Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yep. Hope your Thursday is going well. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man, John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. That's Figgy Fig with his sunglasses on. And it's an overcast day, too. That's the funny thing. I understand why you're wearing them. It's like it's more about the lights inside than it is light outside. It's just a funny look.
Yeah, like I ain't want to have the room all dark.
Should.
Nah, man. They don't look good on the camera like that.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
That's true. It looked kind of weird.
He's a creator, man.
And then y'all won't be able to see me. It was a couple times.
What are you trying to say?
It's a good look, though.
No, it was a couple times in the past where we did used to have it dark in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the host used to complain, "Can't see in there."
Yeah.
So now we made sure the lights on.
When Figgy does that voice, it makes me laugh every time. We mentioned this in What's Poppin'. It's kind of some breaking news. Sounds like too strong, but it's a story that's happening out there in Indy. According to James Boyd of The Athletic, who covers the Colts for The Athletic, apparently Shane Steichen said that quarterback Anthony Richardson sustained an injury to his throwing shoulder last week. It's the same AC joint that he messed up previously. And so that leads to this very interesting reading of this, is that he doesn't think that Anthony Richardson will need surgery at the moment, but also he hopes that that quarterback Anthony Richardson can come back, quote, at some point during the during training camp. No timeline.
So
see, that's a little scary.
It is, but it's also a little bit, you know, you kind of set – let people know what the situation is.
You're comparing this in that way.
All I'm saying,
I think it's very distinct.
Listen to my words.
Okay, sorry. My bad.
See what you're doing here.
I'll shut up.
It's like when you're talking to your grandchild. Listen to my words. No, you kind of establish what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You set a certain amount of, you know, expectation and reality for fans and media and you know whomever it might be of what's really going on there, and you start to get a good gauge of when to actually expect, you know, in this case, Anthony Richardson back.
Well, I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, the situation though is that it's no timeline, so that's tough for them.
That's the scary part right there. The no timeline. We don't think he'll need surgery, and not sure, and all that. That's some scary words to say.
Yeah. Daniel Jones, come on down. You are the next quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
Right now, right?
Yeah.
Right now it is.
Yeah. Who behind him?
Actually, is Ellinger still there?
Yeah, I'm about to say, is it still Ellinger?
Yeah.
Yeah, but woof. Okay, that's starting to get a little clear as to what that looks like, though.
Yeah.
Although, If you wanted to make a case for Daniel Jones as quarterback there, which I don't know why you would want to, and I actually don't know why I'm doing it right this moment.
You could do it.
Is that when last time Daniel Jones was good, you had him in a backfield with a really good running back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do they have in Indianapolis?
They got that.
Him in the backfield with a really good running back. Mm-hmm. And a couple of targets that you can get the ball to, which I don't know. I think that his targets now might be better than what he had at the time with the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't love Daniel Jones, and I still especially don't love him against this Texas defense. So, vaya con Dios. Like, go with God, Indianapolis Colts. and suck it because you're probably going to lose both them games.
Suck it.
However, you were making kind of the comparison with C.J. Stroud. I mean, where do we go from here now? Now that we are where we are with this, right? There's kind of this general soreness is the company line that mm-hmm. the Texans have given us. But you have, you know, all sorts of people weighing in. We talked about it yesterday that there was the hypothesis from Chris Sims that maybe this is tendonitis, which mm-hmm. I was thinking about. I was in the car in traffic yesterday, and I was thinking about it because, like, I have tendonitis, or I've had tendonitis, mm-hmm. in my right quadriceps, like right above my right knee.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this was a long time ago. I talked about it. I used to, you know, stand on my feet a lot, mm-hmm. and that was the overuse of it. I haven't really gotten rid of the tendonitis per se. Like, it doesn't bother me very much. Like, I try and rehab. Like,
you can deal with it.
But then if I'm on my feet too much, mm-hmm. here it is as an issue again. Now, of course, I'm not saying that's absolutely what it is. But there's other people that have kind of weighed in here. I know that people were really kind of upset at Trey Wingo because that's like, oh, national perspective. Dr. David Chow, who mm-hmm. I think he is a former kind of a football doctor, like in the NFL. And now he kind of is a media doctor for sports mm-hmm. injuries, tries to kind of diagnose as much as best as he can from a distance. He seems to very much point to the idea that the whatever this injury is does mm-hmm. not seem like it would track with, you know,
lingering
injuries from the football season as we had kind of thought about maybe like with the battering that he took with the Jets or what have you. So, like, where do we go from here in your estimation?
Yeah, that was interesting because these things have just all piled up. You know, we mentioned yesterday, I mean, trending number one in sports nationally yesterday was C.J. Stroud. I mean, this is a story that a lot of people, you know, you just mentioned three of them, you know, are sort of gravitating to and commenting on. It's big. Let me ask you this first. Do you think in his heart of hearts or in his mind, D'Amico Ryans wishes he would have handled that question differently? It was because to say what he said, it just didn't hit.
I think the part he probably wished he could have said is, I mean, I would have just said no.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have surgery, and then maybe follow up like, all right, that's it for CJ questions.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that no is the answer.
He tried.
I have a feeling that no was the answer. However, I can't. If no wasn't the answer there, I can understand why D'Amico didn't say no, because D'Amico does not strike me as a dude who would lie for the sake of getting people off his back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And again,
he said shoulder soreness after they had said.
And he tried to jump out from the beginning before anybody asked him anything.
Yeah.
I know y'all about to ask about
that's
CJ.
Right. Yeah.
So he tried to get ahead of it.
I'm guessing that would be the one thing that he would take back if he could. It was just like the fact that he got a little frustrated with it. And I'm not blaming him for getting mm-hmm. frustrated. I kind of know what happens when you get those repeated answers. Like, he's still in that place as a coach where that, I mean, and I don't know that you ever get out of that place where it gets annoying dealing with some of these things with the media. Like, I understand it, right? Like, we've all been in that place where you've had to answer similar questions, if not the same question,
mm-hmm.
and you get frustrated. I get it. And he knows that's part of the job. And I feel like maybe in that moment, just, you know, handling it in a little bit better because we have all pounced on that particular reaction.
The nation has, in terms of sports commenters and sports news outlets, et cetera. And I think he wishes he would have just stuck with the original narrative of everybody's on their own pace. Everybody's on their own schedule. Because it went from, mind you, with C.J. Stroud not throwing at any point that we saw in between his first comments mm-hmm. about C.J. Stroud to his latest comments about C.J. Stroud. It went from everybody's on their own schedule to shoulder soreness.
Sure.
That to me is what I think he might have, probably shouldn't have said that, you know, but because now, I mean, I believe him. I mean, obviously, you know, shoulder soreness is a thing. So what do they do now? Because of this, I'm not going to say uproar, but attention
mm-hmm.
that is just escalated and elevated about.
In part because of us. I don't want to step away from any of this, right?
In part because of us. In part because of what he said.
Sure.
Large part because of what he said. How do they approach this now moving forward? Because I fully do not expect him, if they're monitoring like this and it's shoulder soreness, and I hope I'm wrong, and I just for the record again, just to reiterate, everybody in this room, Figgy, Reggie, myself, I can speak for y'all. We all think he's going to be in training camp. We all think he's going to play game one. You know, that I think ultimately it's going to get there. But he does have shoulder soreness. I don't expect him to be at OTAs, to be throwing.
Oh, and, no, I mean, mandatory minicamp.
I mean, mandatory minicamp.
Coming next week.
Yeah. I think if they're that confident where it's no big deal, just general soreness, mm-hmm. then I don't think they have to do anything. Mm-hmm. They could just keep just hold him out until training camp.
Yeah, I think that
I'm just worried that if it is something serious and they know it's something serious, then I feel like we got to act on it as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, and that's I don't believe this organization to be haphazard with the health of their players. So I imagine that it'll be the company line will remain the company line. They'll allow us to have we'll do whatever we do on this outside, and the larger we is what I'm talking about in that instance. And they will hold that until they feel that he is ready to get out here and do that. This is an interesting question here that I'd like to throw to you, Mr. Journalism Man John Lopez, that comes in from the 832. What obligation does the assembled media have to respect a coach's request when he says, "That's it for questions on a subquest"?
I think it's common courtesy to go ahead and end it there. But keep in mind, that was the third question or second.
It was the third. Or maybe the third time he addressed it, because come in immediately.
He came in with it. I think it was like three questions.
Generally speaking, you know, you need to get to the most important part, which Will Kunkel did, you know, and has he been injured? And after he says that's it, I think you can certainly go back and ask again. You don't have to necessarily, you know, abide, behave. But I think most people just generally common courtesy. Okay.
Yeah. New York media or something they don't give a damn.
Yeah, right.
I thought B. Scott did a fantastic job highlighting kind of the media's the responsibility and the nature of the dynamics between media and team. The objectives don't necessarily align in some instances.
Right.
There's the, you know, common courtesy of, hey, yeah, I'll respect your wishes when it does not conflict with what I need to get done.
And with the obligation.
If there is a follow-up question that you deem to be necessary, which I think is where Will Kunkel's question there fell in, then I think you go, hey, I understand that you don't want to talk about this, but this feels like this is necessary in this time that has been given for us to ask questions of you. I think that's the time where you do that. So somebody said, is he injured? Where would he have gotten the injury, you suppose? I don't have a great answer for that. Like, we don't have much of, and if it's soreness, that seems like it would lend towards something of overuse. We haven't heard much from what he has been doing in this time off. I can easily believe, or you know, I can easily get myself to see, because of what we know about CJ Stroud, his desire to win, kind of the way, how hard he took the end of the season and really the way that the season went. I wouldn't doubt that he's been in the lab just trying to work on his game. Maybe he's thrown one too many passes.
That reminds me, I wanted to get back to what Figgy said earlier, talking about like, if he is injured, if it is, you know, something more serious. I actually don't think – I believe both things. I believe the report about tendonitis or the speculation about tendonitis from Chris Sims. And I also believe that – it's general soreness. I don't think it's like a major injury. I think we kind of know that just from the way he's behaved. And he's still out there with the handoffs and he's done shooting threes and all that. I don't think it's a major thing by any stretch. And that's why I believe that he's going to play. What I do think is potentially an issue and potentially a big issue is tendonitis, if it lingers, as you talked about, can become something much worse. And he's not going to not throw the football. You know, he's not going to not get hit.
But that's why you hold him out at this given time, right? Yeah. But that is what it is at this point.
Hey, now.
It is what it is,
with
man.
CJ Stroud. And, I mean, at this point, we have the data points that we do, and next opportunity for a data point on what's happening with him, next opportunity for the media to be in front of D'Amico Ryans and possibly pester him again about what's happening here will be next week when mandatory minicamp starts up for your Houston Texans. And one of the men who will be there, man who is always there and with all of the energy in the world, no, not Nick Cayley. I know he has a lot of energy, but the original energy bringer on this Texans staff, Frank Ross.
Yeah.
Frank Ross, I think he might be your favorite person on the staff.
He is.
Personal relationships be damned. He might be your favorite person on the staff.
Yeah, he is from the outside in. Now that I think about it, probably my second favorite on the staff. But
disagree.
I like him a lot.
I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong about your own personal favorites.
I like him a lot. He's got a good thing going, huh?
Yes, he does. Yeah. So, I mean, since 2022, he's been doing something. And we've heard a little bit about, obviously, the Texans make us known of what, you know, what they're doing, especially when it's outreaching towards the community. But Jonathan Alexander of the Chronicle kind of wrote an interesting piece about Frank Ross and the, you know, the charitable thing that he does annually and has been doing since 2022, which is, you know, providing haircuts for the homeless. And it's something that he'll be doing tomorrow as well. And this is something that it's, like I said, annual event. And some of the other guys, some of the guys on the team have jumped up and obviously wanted to jump in. I imagine some of that's because of the greatness of the cause. But some of that, I imagine, is because of the dude. Right, mm-hmm. Who Frank Ross is. Aziz Al-Shaair, experienced homelessness as a child. He's talked about this. He's one of those people that absolutely wants to jump in there. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's kind of incredible seeing Frank Ross, be this kind of guy where you see that passion on the field, and it makes sense that it completely makes sense that it translates onto the field. It speaks to this organization, the people that they have in it, that Frank Ross has this particular thing, and the Texans kind of help facilitate it.
Yeah, and I think it says a lot just about the character of the man. Because a lot of times every NFL team has these causes and charitable organizations with which they deal. And it's kind of a formal thing for the head coach and specific players. Hey, and they send out the emails. Hey, we're going to be at the Boys and Girls Club. Hey, we're going to be at this and that, et cetera. And then they kind of designate players to show up and be a part of it, unless there's players who volunteer. But Frank Ross, this was his baby.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
This was he created this.
Right.
Yeah. He brought this up. He's doing it for the homeless, and I think that's why it says a lot just about him.
Yeah. And yeah. So it's something that he's doing tomorrow in the evening. Covenant House is is the organization that he is working with, and the place in which he will actually be bringing his coach's cuts to. Mm-hmm. And so obviously that's something I imagine near and dear to his heart. If you have an opportunity to support Covenant House just in general, I'm sure that's something he would love. But the fun thing that came out of this particular story about Frank Ross that I still haven't gone and watched it, and I feel like that's going to be my homework for today, is to go and watch this. Frank Ross, as evidence of the type of player's person that he is, when he was in college there in Ohio in D3, his program needed a little bit of money, right? They don't have the same money as your boys at Texas A&M going through the program. And so they needed a new weight room. They needed a new equipment. And so what did Frank Ross think? I'm going to try and apply to get on this game show, which very much seems like a sitcom, like a 90s sitcom.
Yeah.
Where are we going to get $53,000, $53,241?
It's like a Brady Bunch. Let's get Davy Jones to perform at our...
Oh my goodness. Look at this talent show where the prize is $54,381. Yeah. Like, that's what it felt like. Yeah. But he applied to go on Deal or No Deal.
Remember we asked him about that thing?
Yeah.
He was great.
And he was on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
And now I need to watch this because I have you guys already seen it?
I looked. I think we all looked. It was hard to find. It was probably out there.
It's definitely out there.
I just didn't find it.
200th episode of Deal or No Deal. Yeah. He was on it. And I can just only imagine what his personality shows up on Deal or No Deal. And the question I wanted to ask you fellas before we go here. What is the best, though? Like, I know this is the one that he ended up on. What's the best game show for Frank Ross to end up being Deal or No Deal on?
Wow, that's a good question.
You know what I mean? Like, Frank Ross's personality. Like, I kind of would see Frank Ross on The Family Feud. I feel like that'd be fun. I feel like
the energy, though. Yeah, the energy is what's going to do it. By the way, those John Carroll guys, the two highest energy guys out there, Kaylee and Frank
Ross. Casario, right?
Yep. And Casario.
Yeah, clear. One of these things is not quite like the other.
Right there,
other.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bedrock of coaches.
Yeah, football guys were born there.
Yeah, football guys.
And yeah, probably Family Feud.
Yeah. I'm very
do the clapping and yeah.
I would
X hands when the other team is.
Bad answer.
What's the other show that Drew Carey hosts now?
Is he on Price is Right? Is he
Price
still on Price is Right?
Right? Yeah.
Oh, he would be great on Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Running down the aisle.
Yeah.
Form running down the aisle.
Yeah, form.
That's what it is.
I'll never forget the dude from Breaking Bad was on.
Was it Aaron Paul?
Yeah, it was Aaron Paul on there. And he was like so hyped. I can see Frank Ross on Price is Right.
I need to figure out which game Frank Ross would be best at on Price is Right. But we'll do that off air. From the 832, we have Davis Mills money. Money Mills will be good. All right. And then from the 713, thank goodness we drafted a quarterback, huh? Not to burst your bubble. Your quarterback is also rehabbing from an injury that he had in college, mind you, in Grand Rapids. But don't worry about it. Davis Mills, Keaton Slovis, they're giving the fellas good footballs there. They're at OTAs, I imagine. If they need him to. They'll keep doing them during mandatory minicamp as well. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, look at the time. If it ain't the time where we typically do our lunchtime confessions right here, and we'll do that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. Y'all hear right before we came on the air this morning, Sean Pendergast was talking about voting for All-Stars?
Yes, I heard him mention it, and that's my bad because I should have mentioned that as well. All-Star, the first ballot, level of balloting has opened up for All-Stars. So if you want to get in there and vote for, I don't know, who are the reasonable people to vote for? Peña, Paredes for sure. Hunter Brown.
Myers. Clearly.
Hunter Brown. Whoo, whoo. I waited until third to mention Hunter Brown. Someone's going to give me for that. Myers, if you would be so inclined.
Hey, why not? Here's my confession, though. So Sean Pendergast said something that I think may or may not be true. But either way, it's kind of bad.
What?
He said he voted for Christian Walker.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing. If he voted for Christian Walker out of being, you know, a great fan.
Houston.
Houston guy.
Ace-time.
Great fan and all
Hold
that.
Hold it down.
That's kind of a disgrace.
A disgrace? That's what these are made for.
It's the fan voting, right?
It's the fan voting.
So you can vote five times a day until, like, what, the 1st of July or something?
Oh, are you the dude who takes your vote really seriously?
No, Sean brought that up, that he votes five times a day.
No, I know, but I'm saying, yeah. Like...
No, I don't.
You don't vote at all?
I'll vote once.
No, but I'm saying just, more importantly, like, the dude who goes, hey, this is All-Star voting. I feel like there's two types of voters. Maybe there are more, but in this instance, I'm only thinking about two. The person who goes, this is my team. And all the dudes on my team who are available to be voted for are getting voted for, point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other person that goes, I'm going to vote for who I actually think is like all of this, you know, my team or whatever, be damned.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll give a little deference to the guys on my team that I think like are valid. But like, hey, maybe the guy that I like, Christian Walker, because I think that's in your space right now. Yeah. What's he hitting, 202, 212, something
dude,
like
that's
that.
That's the thing.
Maybe I'm going to get to that space.
I get what you're saying, and fans are going to vote for, hey, those are my guys.
Yeah.
You're voting for Christian Walker? You're voting for Christian Walker?
Great dude, you know.
Okay.
Great dude. Solid bald head.
Awesome.
You know.
Yeah.
Wears the number 8 really well.
No pretty offense to Christian Walker.
Defense.
Christian Walker wouldn't vote for Christian Walker.
My question is, did he vote for Jose Abreu at some point?
Ooh. Well,
that's a great point.
I'll
maybe
send
that's
him a text.
Yeah, we'll get with him.
I'll send him a text. Oh, wow. From the 346. See, I love this. This is the level of shamelessness that I'm asking for, as I am the person on this show who said we need to bring back shame. Again, deal with it. From the 346, they said they voted for Maldi last year and voted for him a lot. So
a lot.
Oh, you voting for Gusto?
Oh, come on, man.
With all due respect, that sounded really bad. Yeah. That sounded like I was being real mean to Ryan Gusto. My bad, dog. Keep holding it down. I'm proud of you.
Come on, man.
Somebody said people should do the most ridiculous thing and vote for all Rockies. Hey, that is a Rockies team that won their series. Did they sweep, actually?
First time. First series they won. I don't know if they swept.
I didn't check. Yeah. I didn't check and see what they did last night. They got a couple of wins, at least. Shout out to the Rockies.
Are they in double-digit wins now?
They are in double-digit wins now. They are. I think they have 11 or 12 wins. Yeah, they swept the Marlins.
How about that?
On the road.
How about that?
Yeah. I mean,
they
it's the Marlins.
They need to fire the Marlins coach. He needs to get fired. Whoever gets swept by the Rockies should be fired.
On the spot.
I don't give a damn what team you are. Yeah. You could be the Yankees.
Not only did you get swept
Aaron
by the
Boone, you out of there if you get swept by the damn Rockies.
Not only did you get swept by the Rockies, you got swept by the Rockies at sea level, right? Like, this is not this is not in Colorado where the ball fly out.
On your turf? Mm-hmm.
They came to your house.
They slept with your wife.
All right. What are you going to do about it? All right. I will actually borrow a confession here because Ocho on the text line. Again, the text line is 713-572-4610. Ocho said his confession is that he used an HEB partner card from a friend who works at HEB to buy groceries, because I guess this month they get a discount. And he said that he saved $23. And my confession is, I don't think I could actually do that.
I don't think I could.
Because I feel... I'm pretty sure that's
what's a partner card.
For employees.
I'm guessing it's like an employee discount. That's what I'm assuming.
That person could get fired, man.
Like, groceries feels like something I would not do unless that person was there and they gave me the hookup. Like, they was at the register, like, boop, boop, don't even worry about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the idea that, like, hey, just take my card, you get the discount, that feels like something I wouldn't. And I'm not saying I would never use the employee discount. Far from it. Like, I'll use the employee discount.
I was wondering. I'm like, how you feel about employee discount, period?
But what, like, I'm saying this is, one feel, for some reason, this one feels just a little bit off. I don't
wouldn't
know why.
Do it because I'd be worried about that person getting axed.
Right.
You know? That's why I wouldn't do it. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm just kind of curious because if it was a different situation where, let's say, Foot Locker, it was an employee discount card at Foot Locker, y'all wouldn't use the card to get some new sneakers for the low?
If like an employee at Foot Locker gave that to me to use?
Yeah, he said, here, you can use mine. You good?
Oh, man, that's risky. You're talking about somebody else's job.
That's the thing. Is like, I feel like I need that person to be there.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I feel like it's a little more common, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the thing. I don't think it's like a credit card, like you're using somebody else's credit, like the company credit card or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think that getting older has also, like, mellowed me, because I feel like when I was younger and maybe had just a little bit less money, it's like, hey, discount is a discount.
Man, I know people would be using other people's food stamps.
Yeah.
Hey, just take my card, give me $50, and you can spend $100.
Yeah, so 346, they said, my little brother works there. I'm taking it when he's on the clock. Yeah, but if he's on the clock, though.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I feel like we're really, because in my mind, and maybe I'm just like, I'm way too much caught up in the idea of living in a surveillance state or what have you. Like, in my mind, they can go check the logs and be like, you wasn't even here. How was you using your discount at that time? Like, that's the thing that I'm worried about. They'll be like, well, we've got to call you into the office because clearly something is amiss here. And all of a sudden, someone's gone because I wanted to get 15 cents off my tortillas
or something. Hands,
yeah,
man. I
feel like it's a little more common than what we think.
It probably
where
is.
It's probably they probably look the other way a little bit. They probably like, all right, as long as you on the clock.
Yeah.
And if your mother or sister come in,
sure.
Yeah, you could use the card or something like
Although
that.
Although maybe some people, like, obviously HEB is huge. I'm sure there's a lot of people who got family or friends that got the partner card and from the 713. I'm not sure if this is exactly what you mean, but they said, I use my father-in-law's card all the time. If you mean an HEB one, this is the thing that will get me off this ledge, though. If plenty of people are like, actually, it's cool. We all do it. I'd be like, all right, yeah. let's go get this 25%
off. That might
off.
Change the math
a
little bit.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I gotta confess this, man. I think so. Everybody have something to say about Travis Hunter and him getting married to the woman he was with and all that stuff. But I feel like this is a little pathetic to me, man.
Oh, so wow, pathetic.
Wow, yeah, that's a strong word.
Yeah. So I
that's
say,
like asinine.
Yeah. What's up, PC?
Yeah.
But I seen this from I guess it's a celebrity divorce attorney named James Sexton.
Mm-hmm.
He is offering free prenup agreements to the entire 2025 NFL draft, pretty much because he felt like Travis Hunter, he don't want anybody to follow Travis right. Hunter footsteps as far as being with that girl. I want to say her name is Leanna.
Mm-hmm.
And reportedly, they don't have a prenup. Oof. I feel like this guy's being pathetic with this, man.
Pathetic is a lot there, though.
Yeah, I just don't understand what's the purpose of all this. And look, I'm the first person to say I don't really care for this relationship. And he kind of, it seemed like Travis is sipping a little simp juice to me, yeah. In my personal opinion.
Hey, yo.
But I just, look, man, like doing all of this, man, I feel like it's a little too much,
yeah,
man.
But let's talk about the reality now. Now, I'm not saying they should all go with him, but they should all consider it. Go back and think of every wife and girlfriend video on draft night and where that guy is now and who he's with.
But see, that's my
point. It happens.
But see, that's my point too. Why are we using Travis Hunter as the face?
Forget Travis Hunter.
Like this happens.
Look at Russell Wilson. Look at some of these others that have.
Let's not sit here and use Travis Hunter as the face prenup.
I'll go with you on
and
that.
I just don't like him using example. Okay. Like, dog, this has been happening for years, man.
Strong.
Yeah. So I just don't like that look of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it weird that is this Jimmy Sexton? Like, is this?
I don't know.
Because I heard James Sexton, and I was like, "Are there more? Is there more than one Jimmy Sexton? We got a lot of Jimmy Sextons out here."
So is I guess he had like some type of attorney.
He might be related. Celebrity. I don't know. All right, Reggie, I want you to look at my email that I'm going to show you here in a second. So one of my confessions yesterday was about getting really, 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 really close to getting hacked. Right?
Oh, here he go.
That was yesterday.
You know what? He's turning this confession into, can I get tech support? All right, I will check and see if it's a scam
No, look at the email I got today.
That is also a scam, yes.
No, it's not. This one is legit. So yesterday I almost got, well, it was the day before, but I talked about almost getting hacked. This morning, Figgy, I get an email from McAfee, legit, because I had an account with them, whatever they call that.
Oh, the security McAfee. Security. I thought you were talking about Pat McAfee.
No, from McAfee.
Pat McAfee's like, I got you, bro.
2 days after.
Here you go, bro.
You may have been at risk. You might no longer be secure. Would you like to renew your membership?
That's right. They said, I don't know, bro.
Bad timing, bro. That's not the best timing in the world.
No, I would say that's the best timing.
I'm going to buy it.
Exactly.
I'm going to renew. Yeah.
That's why it's the great timing. They were like, hey, man. We see that your house got broken into.
Yeah.
You need a little security?
Yeah.
We can help you out. That is exactly. Hey,
that's real?
That's information I could have used Tuesday.
Hey, man, that is a good question.
You sure is that real?
No, this is real.
One they came through.
What did the email say? Do it say at Gmail? It said McAfee support at gmail.com?
No. It's legit McAfee.
In the fine print, it's like, yeah, but make sure that you sign up on your computer, on your laptop, though.
I'm like,
sign up on your phone.
I'm like, really? You might have been at risk? You might no longer be secure? Thanks.
I'm with Figgy. This is the next level of scam. They were like, you figured out the first level. Let's go to the second level. We'll send you the scam blocker, thinking that it's the scam blocker, but actually it's the scam.
We're going to get something out of the deal.
So we're going to try to get them the first time. Let's go to level two now.
See, I would actually respect it. Like, you can have my money if you go through like the triple level. If you're playing 4D chess in order to get this scam going, like, all right, shout out to you.
Yeah.
There you go. Those are all lunchtime. What a weird lunchtime confession we just put together there, huh? But yes, those were indeed the Lunchtime Confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. Coming up next, it is a Thursday, and we will be doing a little buy or sell as we do on Thursdays. Are you buying what these various folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610 if you want to get involved. Let's do that next. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I guess this is a news note that came down not too long ago from Kelly Eco. Apparently, DJ Augustine is going to join the Texans front office in a front office capacity. Rockets. Rockets.
Oh. Yeah.
That'd be interesting if he was like,
I'm like, okay.
Cross sport. No, but DJ Augustine, former Hooper, former Rocket, obviously, will join the Rockets front office.
Hightower High School.
Yeah. And immediately I thought about, I wonder if there's people that got stories from him, because they got to. In fact, you have a story, don't you?
Yeah. He came from after the big hurricane in New Orleans. Was it not Rita? Ike? Rita?
Is he for real right now?
Yeah. Yeah. He got displaced.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't Katrina.
Katrina.
That's the thing that got me. I was
they all run together, man.
I mean, that's fair.
I've been to 100 hurricanes.
No, that's fair. And then you could throw on, what was it, Tropical Storm Allison as well. Like, we've had some big storms down here. So I get it that there's a lot of storms, but the idea that the biggest one, you're like, what's the name of that one? What's the name of the one, that everybody remembers?
That was my introduction to hurricanes. I ain't really keep up with hurricanes until Hurricane Katrina.
I should have remembered Katrina. But trust me, I've been through a bunch of cars.
No, I know.
Yeah.
That's the part I don't respect. Like, I get why it happened. It's just very funny to me that of all the ones, if you had been like, what's the one? Yeah. And it's like, no, that was Rita. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I would get that. The idea that you had to snap, you had to do the what was that to the Katrina. Like, okay.
Who was that Houston Rockets legend?
You know, the
Hall of Famer. You know, number 34.
It was like they called him
Yao Ming.
The sleep.
Yao Ming.
They called him the sleep. He had the shake.
Yeah.
Hakeem.
Ming. Yeah. Yao Ming. Yeah.
Villa New Orleans got displaced.
Who's that defensive lineman for the Texans again?
Nice guy.
He Whitney like Merciless. Nice. Whitney Merciless.
It's like a 90 something.
Nice guy. Nice guy. Yeah, so he got displaced, got here, started at Hightower. I got familiar with his work a little bit back in the day.
I have a feeling that he
how did that work go?
He stopped you from a couple of W's, I imagine.
No, we won. But he was a bad guy.
Okay.
And then, of course, UT and all that, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm excited to see what his responsibilities actually are, because it's very, very generic right now, but always fun to have.
It's funny. We get into that place where former players that we remember from college are now in the front office.
Dude, it's crazy.
All over it, too. Yeah, man. The front office, the league, all sorts of places.
Coaches. So,
yeah. Man. Mm-hmm. All right. Buy or sell. We do it every Thursday. Are you buying with these various people in sports or selling?
Let's start with the one that we actually talked about a little earlier. Well, I can't speak for everybody. I was going to say I think we're all going to buy it. But Derek Carr said that he retired because, and I'm abbreviating the quote here, I didn't want to just sit there and take the Saints' money. He could have made how much
30,
was it? $30 million had he just gotten
on his shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
You got to buy that one, right?
100% buy it.
Like, why would he lie about that?
Yeah.
That's a great point. Like, there's just not really a good reason to lie about that. Or maybe you could say that, like, he was trying to strong arm or some whatever, or he just wasn't happy and didn't want to play for Kellen Moore, what have you.
Yeah.
But in that instance, if you get the injury, like, or if you get the surgery, rather, you wouldn't be playing in all those instances. Like, again, it also, again, fits in line with some of the ways that he has walked out his purported beliefs to the point where I believe it. I believe that it very much fits in line with who he is. And so, yeah, 100% buy it.
I believe it, too. All right, let's get to the D'Amico Ryans. Are you buying or selling this? Now, there was a lot that he said, but I want to get to the first thing he said. Well, one of the first things he said when asked about C.J. Stroud. D'Amico Ryans said there are, quote, no concerns.
I buy that. I buy that because they're also operating from, I would hope and I imagine, a place of a lot more information than we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that they are in a place where you can trust their medical staff. At least I think you can trust them. And I think that he does not have concerns. We're still far enough out. The only thing that immediately, I think you heard that hitch in there, is I thought of, well, it felt like they had some level of idea with Christian Harris, but I guess the kind of reporting that we got underneath was that and this was like early on in the season, that the expectation was supposed to be like, what, week 14, and which is when he did ultimately kind of come back. So maybe they knew it. They just didn't want to let us, the larger us, inside on that. And I imagine that's probably whatever this is with CJ right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm buying it. I feel like if it was something more to it, I feel like they probably would have came out and said something. We would have heard something if it was a little more serious.
I'm stunned that y'all both are buying this.
Mm-hmm.
Just by the sheer situation of, you have a quarterback that hadn't thrown for months, that has some level of something that cannot allow him, or they don't want him to throw right now. You got to be concerned. At some level, I'm not saying you're, you know, putting on sirens.
Some small little nugget of
somewhere
concern.
You're like, oh, what's going to happen now? I mean, we got a long year ahead of us. We're playing until January, you know, all that stuff. I have to sell. I don't see that. They can't honestly in the mirror tell themselves there is no concerns.
Yeah, I mean, but, I guess the only time when there's absolutely no concern is if he's 100% healthy and going. And even then, there's got to be a small concern that you're playing the car crash board and at some point something happens.
But I guess it depends what the concern is. Like, are we concerned that he's not going to be ready for week one?
Or? All I'm saying, he said there were no concerns. Whether, you know, level of concern, whatever you think. Is he going to be, are we going to have to adjust? Are we going to have to wait a little bit into camp? Or, you know, there's some level of concern. There has to be. That's why I'm selling.
I hear you. Yeah. But I think that they're probably working with the level of information would give them a lot more comfort than they're willing us to get. Like, they're not letting us have the comfort. Maybe that's where I'm going. Hey, let me have the comfort that you seem to have by giving me the information that makes you comfortable.
Yeah. All right, you buying or selling this? Let's turn to the Astros. The Astros, I forget who exactly it was or if it was a statement, that they said that Yordan Alvarez was, quote, 60% healed.
That was a Dana Brown is.
That was Dana Brown. I thought it was. 60%. Very specific.
You couldn't tell by the numbers?
Yeah.
Dana was like, we've crunched the numbers. 60% healed, baby. I'm selling that because how the hell do you know that?
Yeah.
Didn't you just find out he had a broken hand?
Yeah.
Like, wait, when did he have the broken hand? How do we, like,
how do you get to 60% when you didn't know for the first while?
I would like to see the proofs. Like, this is math class now. Yeah. Show me your work.
Have we heard anything like that? I'm selling this too. Have we heard anything like that? Something broken is like, oh, it's 45% healed.
Yes. Well, and then there's the other part that just makes no sense. Okay, you're saying it's 60% healed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you didn't find out until it was 60% healed. How do you know it's 60% healed? If you didn't know it was broken.
They carbon dated
it. You didn't, I don't
know. Yeah.
You didn't know where it started.
And to be fair.
How do you get to 60%?
And how do you heal something that's fractured? Like, do you just chill?
You do. You do. Put in a cast. You do whatever. You have surgery. But yeah, you just chill. But you see what I'm saying? Like, how do you know it's 60% when you didn't know where the fracture was?
I mean, I think we should all acknowledge that none of us are anywhere close to any doctors. And we don't have that particular insight. Like, there might, and I probably is, in fact, some level of like imaging or what have you that gives you some indication of what the healing process is. I don't know. But from the 832, got to remember, that's also 40% broken.
So I get to use my line I've always used for decades now. 57.5% of all stats are made up.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you buying or selling this? Joe Dumars, legendary one.
It's been a while since I thought about Joe Dumars.
Well, you know, he's is it vice president or president of personnel or whatever now in New Orleans with the Pelicans?
Is it? Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, because they let go of David Griffin.
Mm-hmm. We are committed to Zion Williamson despite his injury history and legal problems.
I'm selling that. That's what you got. That is 100% what you have to say legally. Like, I mean, not legally, but just kind of the way that we know with the general MO. Of teams, but actually, absolutely not. Absolutely the bleep not. How and why, right? At this point, and we've heard this reported enough, and we've heard speculated even more, dating back to him coming to the league, he's not helped himself in staying healthy. And health is always a very dicey proposition because it's not something that's static and it's not something that is one-to-one, right? You can try and take the best care of yourself and find out that here you are healthy. And I think we all know that to some degree. And I imagine it goes to a whole different level for athletes. But you can also do things where you don't help yourself health-wise, and then you see the outcomes of it. And it feels like there's a lot more of that happening with Zion Williamson here. And so, yeah, I can't imagine that you're committed to that in that situation. And then on top of that, just as an organization, they've not garnered like the results that you want in this time period, whether it's with him, CJ McCollum, Brandon Ingram, obviously, who's no longer there anymore. I don't know why you would be all that committed, especially because, again, he has not been able to remain healthy.
Yeah, I'm selling that, too. Like, first of all, I don't understand how you'd be dedicated to him just off of him not even being available that.
Yeah.
Injury and all that stuff, and now you got the legal issues going on?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I'm selling it, too. And you know, Reggie, off air yesterday, I said, or whenever it was that it really broke that he had these allegations, I said, man, he's dang near toxic now. And you said, what? He is toxic. He's toxic.
Yeah. Been there. Yeah. Like, we have been there. Yeah. And that's just the off the court stuff, which thank you for reminding me of some sorts, because I was just talking about the on court stuff. I don't know how committed you could be.
Yeah.
We have reached a place where it's very reasonable to question his decision making, and not just on one front, right? Like his general decision making with women, and I know that gets a little dicey, but I think when the decision making with women then affects your work, and obviously much further, because I don't want to diminish the allegations that are out there on him when it comes to sexual assault, right? That's something that you always have questions about on not just whether or not it was done, but also whether or not it'll happen again, right? Like, that's immediately thing. That was the thing I said with Deshaun Watson for a while was, all right, like, even if you were to say that, all right, blah, 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 you get through this, obviously the decision that the Browns made, you have to be able to know with a certainty that this is not something that will happen again.
Right.
I don't know that I felt great about that with him, and I definitely can't feel like that with Zion.
Yeah. All right, one more here for you. You're familiar with Charlie Batch. Very good backup.
Yes.
Very good backup quarterback for
pretty
a long
familiar
time.
With him.
Yeah.
Steelers for a while now, wasn't he?
Yeah, very respected. He was on a podcast yesterday and said that if Aaron Rodgers waits until training camp to sign with the Steelers, which is now being talked about a lot, Mason Rudolph should start the season opener.
So,
Mason, in other words, his logic was, even if he ends up being the quarterback, but if he waits till training camp, he's going to be too far behind.
That is not happening.
I mean, it's not going to happen, right? But he used the word should.
Yeah.
And I might be able to buy that. And this is why. Aaron Rodgers runs a particular offense. Mm-hmm. And getting everybody up to speed on an offense that he runs is not easy. In fact, like, I remember, was it Kalen Kaler wrote a really interesting piece about Aaron Rodgers and the ways in which he kind of has this, like, secret. He has these secret hand signals for his wide receivers.
Oh, yeah. Looks, eyebrows, stuff like that.
And it's like, he don't teach nobody that. You're just supposed to got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, some level of hieroglyphs or whatever. And that's the type of stuff that absolutely takes time. Like, if you're not going to tell me what you mean, you just, like, hey, figure it out. How am I supposed to know that in the matter of a few weeks? And so I imagine that all of that comes in addition to figuring out who you work with. Like, that just does not seem like you just drop in and all of this works out. But they would. Like, I absolutely would. Mm-hmm. Like, I would, because again, my particular sporting disdain for Mason Rudolph is clear, and I would even still deal with Aaron Rodgers not knowing what's happening.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you was going with that. I still rather have Aaron Rodgers start week one over Mason Rudolph, man. Even if you don't have the signals down,
Pat.
He
hates Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, nah, man. Over Aaron Rodgers,
just
man,
as a football player.
I would take a 45-year-old Aaron Rodgers over Mason Rudolph any day of the week. So that's ridiculous, him saying that.
I buy that he believes this because obviously he said it on the podcast. I also buy that it makes a heck of a lot of sense. But I'm with you, Figgy. It's not going to happen. You said the same thing. It's not going to happen. But that's going to cause some real problems for the Steelers because of what you're talking about. He's implementing that offense, like, on the fly?
He's already been here. Like, he's already in this place.
At that point, you might as well just roll with Mason Rudolph then.
Well, that's what Charlie Batch said.
I'm talking about don't even sign Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, just, gotcha.
Yeah, just roll with Mason Rudolph then, since he's so familiar with everything.
That is a little buy or sell here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Didn't leave me with any good vibes thinking of Mason Rudolph starting a whole season. But yeah, that's not my problem. I'm not by any means.
You want that or Will Howard?
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Dusty Baker actually confirmed in a book that he has out or that is coming out that a lot of what we believed when it comes to the 2022 season. Let's talk about that, but also, what are the repercussions that have come off of that? 713-572-4610, that's next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.